was asked the question, is someone allowed to blow bubbles on Shabbos? One of the kids in camp wanted to blow bubbles, and they had a few issues. So the parent raised an issue of, is it a problem of watering the grass? And there are some other halachic issues as well in terms of forming the bubbles. So would this be something that was mutter on Shabbos or not? So the three issues I wanted to discuss, number one, watering the grass. Number two would be making the bubbles themselves. And number three would be blowing the bubbles. So in terms of watering the grass, I just think in general, if you watch the way the bubbles pop on the grass, you're really not doing anything in terms of watering the grass. It doesn't really get absorbed into the ground at all. I don't think that's, sometimes they say, well, this concept of chatzi shir, I don't think this is a chatzi of a chatzi of a chatzi shir, not in terms of that, like chatzi shir means half, but in terms of you're not really accomplishing anything, the nogea to the malacha of zorea. And therefore, I don't think it's a problem watering the grass. Now, obviously, you shouldn't pour out a bunch of water onto the grass, just because you're blowing bubbles. Now, it's everything is fair game. No, but if a random bubble lands on the grass and pops, the amount of water that's contained in there is virtually nothing. It's not going to be a problem per se. Obviously the mitzvah changes. It changes. If you're blowing bubbles that have so much water in them that it's going to water the grass, then you can't do it. So that you just have to be on the lookout for. But in terms of the problem of the bubbles themselves, so this might be a shaila of what we call in halacha molid. So what are we talking about? What is molid? Now there are two concepts here. There's nolad and there's molid. So nolad referred to in the Gemara in the opening sugya in Maseches Beitza, where the Gemara discusses a Beitza shenolda biyantif, and there's a certain type of muktza where something was not in the world before, and now you have this new entity that exists in the world, and that might be considered muktza. It has a nafkamina for certain cases on Shabbos, where if you created a secondary entity out of the first one, some of the issues may be in terms of cleaning up chicken bones on Shabbos and things like that. So in other words, you had a piece of chicken, and now you have chicken bones. Maybe that's a shiloh of nolad. So maybe it's best that those might have a low level of muktza associated with them. So best to perhaps pick them up secondarily, meaning to brush them onto a plate and then to dump them into the garbage like that instead of picking them up with your hands if there's literally no meat left on them, because that might be a shiloh of nolad. And other times where nolad comes up. But here I don't think we're talking really about nolad. In other words, the bubbles themselves might be something that was created on Shabbos and therefore they have a new din of muktza. So, okay, so let's say the bubbles are muktzah. That doesn't really have anything to do with you. The problem would be a problem of molid. So what is molid? So if you look in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, so one of the things that's said in the Gemara there is, Ein meraskin es hasheleg velo es habarad b'Shabbos b'shvil sheyazovu meimav. Right? So it says you're not allowed to chop up or to squeeze out ice or snow on Shabbos in order to turn it into water so that the water will flow out of it. But you can take an ice cube and put it in a cup, or you can put it in a bowl and wait for it to melt, and that is not a problem at all. So the Rishonim have major discussions over here as to what the Isser is that we're talking about. So according to Rashi says, what is the Isser that you're creating by squeezing this snowball into water? So he says, the ka mishum the ka molid b'Shabbos, v'dami l'malacha shebore hamayim ha'el. So he says that there is this Isser de Rabbanan called molid, right? And you're creating something new. Now, are you really doing a malacha? You are not doing a malacha. The snow and the ice was always water. It was just frozen. And then when you turn it back into water, actively speaking, so it looks like you're doing a malacha. So this Isser of molid is a secondary type of Isser de Rabbanan, where it's not specific to any kind of malacha, but when you can do something that makes it look like you're creating a malacha on Shabbos, where it looks like you're doing something even if you aren't, so that's an Isser de Rabbanan of molid, because people will come to confuse that with actual malachos, and they'll possibly do actual malachos over here. So why was it mutter to leave the ice cube in the cup? So Rashi says, because you're not doing anything. It turns into water by itself, and therefore you don't have anything to worry about. It's a lashon of afal pishen nimuach meila v'enochosh, right? So he's saying it's gonna melt on its own, and you don't have to be choshish for that at all. So that's the basic issue that we're dealing with over here, is that you have this soapy water, and you're going to take the wand, you put it in the water, and then you blow it, and all of a sudden, look, these magical bubbles come out of it. So it looks kind of like you created these bubbles on Shabbos. So is this a Shaila of Molid or not? So generally speaking, it's hard to know how to be magdu these things. So when it comes to Molid and things like that, you know, you have issues of some posts can raise the issue with toothpaste. If you brush your teeth and you turn the toothpaste into foam, maybe that's a shiloh of molid. If you spray the, you know, you have the whipped cream in a can, some posts can say if you spray the whipped cream in a can, so it's like you created a solid out of the liquid, it's a shiloh of molid. It's really, really hard to quantify when something is considered molid and when it isn't. You really just have to ask Shaila from certain Rabbanim, different Rabbanim, like some Rabbanim, I know some Myra Bam like to say that a lot of things are molid that I would have never thought in a million years would be molid. But yeah, it's hard to know. So one of the Shailas that the Poskim dealt with extensively was using soap on Shabbos. If you're, you're creating this big foam, so that's a real Shaila. You have this liquid soap, and you put it on the dishes and you fill it up, and your sink becomes full of this foam of soap bubbles. So there's a concept of molid that some of the poskim discuss. And if you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he references a lot of the poskim who discuss this, and he says it's mutter to wash the dishes on Shabbos with foamy soap, even though it looks like you're kind of creating this foam on Shabbos, but still it's not, this is not in the category of molid. He quotes a Ketzos HaShulchan, that's the Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, not Hilchos Shabbos, even on Aruch Chaim, by Rav Avim Chaim Noah, who was famous for his Shiurim. He's famous for, the sizes of Kizesim and things like that, but he also wrote a lot of other things. And one of the things he wrote was a Ketzos HaShulchan with the Badei HaShulchan, and he discusses the issue of washing dishes and hand soap and things like that, where he comes out the kula. And there's a lot of poskim who discuss this particular issue. But when it comes to blowing bubbles, would we consider those bubbles like domet to a malacha? So again, I'm stressing that I think this is really a judgment call. So you have to just, people who are extremely shakua in Hilchos Shabbos to know like great examples of what is molad and what isn't molad. Really, those are the people who you have to trust. So it's Rav Neuwirth in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I only have an access to the old version. So in the old version, I don't know what it would be in the new version, but in Perek Tes Zayin, he's talking about all kinds of games and toys on Shabbos. So he writes in Sif Lamed, Ein Lasos Balone Avir B'mei Sabon B'chadome. Don't make air bubbles with soap. But don't tell children not to do it. Meaning you don't have to prevent children from doing it. You, the adult, shouldn't do it. But the children themselves are allowed to. So if you look in the footnote, pay off and pay off asterisk. So he writes, Ayin la'el perek yibbeis ha'arachafei. So he says, if you look in earlier prakim, that's where he talks about washing the dishes and washing your hands. And he comes out l'kula, that you're allowed to make these soap bubbles and it's not a problem. So he says, so if you look earlier on, we came to the conclusion that there is no issur of molid when it comes to using soap bubbles and making foam on Shabbos. But v'yesh lomar d'shayni hasam, d'kil tfei, maybe over there we're more lenient, kevan she'eino miskavin lasos ketzef, because you're not trying to make the foam. Masha'enkin benidon didan, she'kol kavanaso lasiyas habalonim min me'asabam, because the entire kavana of the endeavor is to make the bubbles. And therefore, when you make the bubble, it's a little more domet to molid, where you're creating something new. So that was the psak of the Shmir Shabbos. So he says what, and he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So why would we allow children to do it? So he says because Shemati Mergon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Dahare Habalonim Ein Lahem Kol Kiyum, because the soap bubbles, they pop in 2 seconds. They're not, so it's very hard to say that something, even if you want to say that the initial blowing of the bubble looks like you just created something new, but then it pops in 2 seconds. So what did you really create? So Rav Shlomo Zalman came out l'kula, where basically it's one of those things where it sounds, again, I don't want to put words into people's mouths, but it sounds like really since the concept of molad is such a judgment call, so they said for adults, better to avoid it, but I'm not going to say that it's usur because you didn't really create anything bichlal. It's not like the case in the Gemara where you created water, you know, it's kilu, you created the water from the ice or from the snow, so that actually, and then you have the water there, it stays, you created something legitimate. As Mashen Kane over here, where if the bubble will pop within 10 seconds, 5 seconds, so that's not really a problem. So those, I think that's covers the issue of blowing bubbles. Basically, I hope, you know, obviously adults are entitled to want to blow bubbles, but mostly the people who want to blow bubbles are little kids. And therefore, even if they're shaykh to the Inyan of Chinuch, they're still going to be mutter for them to blow bubbles because they're children and you don't have to prevent them from wanting to do this, from actually engaging the activity, whereas the adults shouldn't really engage in this activity. However, you have the third issue of Zora. So why to bring up the issue of Zora? Because there's a famous psak of the Ramah. The Ramah, at the end of Simin Shin Yud Tes, the last Sif in Shin Yud Tes is Sif Yud Zayin. So the Ramah writes, HaRokek Beruach B'Shabbos, a person who spits into the wind on Shabbos, baharuach mefazer harok, and then the wind scatters the spit, chayev mishum zora. He is chayev, meaning it's a malacha de oraisa. He's chayev a korban chatas, if he did it b'shogeg, for the malacha of zora, of winnowing. So what is winnowing? Winnowing is when they used to separate the wheat from the chaff, so before they actually got down to the borer aspect of it, they would throw it up in the air, and the wind would blow away the lighter chaff and the heavier kernels that didn't blow away in the wind, they would land back onto the thing you were keeping them in, and therefore it would be an act of separating and that using the wind to separate something would be the malacha of Zora. So he wants to say similarly, harnessing the power of the wind for the purpose of the of blowing your spit away. So that's also a malacha de oraisa. That's a malacha d'oraisa of Zora. Now, the Mishnah Brura is not particularly happy with the Ramah over here. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Samach Zayin. So Mishnah Brura says, Lo ra'ino misha choshet. He's quoting from Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, sorry. He's quoting from Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, Lo ra'ino misha choshet l'zeh. I've never seen anybody who holds this way. Nobody concerned about this. Kevan de ena miskavin lakach. That's not your kavana to separate the spit into different parts. The kol shekein de ein zed derech zora, and that's certainly not the derech of doing the malach of zora. So in other words, it goes from one extreme to the other. Meaning you have the Ramah saying that you're talking about a malach of dorais over here, and you have Rabbi Kiva Eger saying that it's heter gomer. So in the bir alacha de ramaschal mafare. So the Mishnah Berurah adds a little bit to this. It says, "V'tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Simon Kaf Mistapik v'sholfech mayim mu'atim mitzlochis derech halon v'aruach mefazer atipos." Right? Echad ponolikan v'echad ponolikan ichay mishum zora. So he says that in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says like you're pouring the water, a water bottle out the window. Again, we're not talking about a case where you're watering the grass. So pouring a water bottle out the window, and the drops are spreading in the wind and going in different directions. The hello litzadid harbi lahakel, right? He said, and he says, really, there's a lot of reason to be lenient. The shmitu aposkim Yerushalmi, right? Because there's Yerushalmi that talks about it, and the poskim all leave it out. And he says, what's the reason? Ella the malecha zora hu kein borer the mevara psolas. The whole point of zora is using the wind to separate what you want from what you don't want, or vice versa, right? It says avol bekulo psoles, but when you're pouring the whole thing out, you know chayav mishum zora. There is no zora over there. So he says that there is no way to. You're not separating anything at all. And then he goes a little further. We'll go a little further here. Va'af b'dasa ramah yesh letzadeh duhu dafka berok. Maybe even the Ramah was only talking about spit. The kamod ain't disho ma'amer el b'giduli karka ki ain't zora el b'giduli karka. First of all, you're only chayef for these types of malachos with something that grows from the ground. But Adam nikra giduli karka, and we have a xeris akasa by Adam that he's called giduli karka, but not b'mayim. Water is not called giduli karka, right? And it's not. It's lo nichale, and the psik reshit lo nichale yesh matirim. Yes, he's really trying very hard to fight against this Ramah. Right, so basically Rabbi Kiva Eger comes out that it's heter gomer. The main thing to take out of this is that is that the reason for to say that it's heter gomer, meaning if it's not gedulei karka, you could argue maybe you want to aser it midrabbanan, but even so, the reason to say that it's completely mutter is that you're not separating anything. You know, it could all be blowing in the same direction, and that's great too. They could all stay together in the wind, and that's great too. So here, when you have the case of blowing bubbles, there's no goal to dafka separate the bubbles in the wind and make these bubbles go in one direction and these bubbles go in a different direction. So really, to use this ramah, I think would be an unnecessary chumrah to say that there would be an isra of zora when it comes to blowing bubbles. So just to repeat, in terms of watering the grass, you know, it's talium and metzias, but most of the time I don't think you're watering the grass. In terms of the isra of molid, so there might be some room to be machmir for adults, but the Shemir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman is mako for children. And in terms of Zorah, so the Ramah might say that there's a problem, but we're usually mako like Rabbi Kiva Eger to say that it's not a problem because you're not trying to separate anything from anything else.